How'd you come up with that thriller touchdown celebration?
I don't know. It kind of happened. I think I seen a video the other day of Michael Jackson doing it, and it just happened.
The late to the bright, it's Monday Night Football. You come up with 10 catches, and the Giants get a huge win. Do you feel like you play better when the lights are brighter?
I had to walk out there before the game started, because I don't remember last time I played in MetLife and the lights were that bright. But you just know the situation at hand. And regardless of the situation at hand, if it was a Sunday game at 1 o'clock, it still was a game we needed to win. So we pretty much did anything we had to do to get it, and we came out on top.
Can you describe that spin move around Jones for the
It's a play that we've ran in the field, and just yesterday we ran it in practice, and I sure enough dropped it in the end zone. I made sure to let him know, like, oh, I'm going to catch it in the game. You know, don't take it out. And it came up, and we connected on it, so it was nice.
Him in particular, that matchup, you thought you could pull that off?
It wasn't really the matchup. It would have been anybody who was in that spot at the right time playing the coverage that they were in. It's a tough position that he's in. You know, they're taught to drive on things, and as he drove, we spun right back behind it. So it was a great play call. It's not really much somebody else can do.
So what about you set the record today, the 69 yards coming. I know it's just a number, but can you talk about the significance of just kind of that's a measure of the start that you've had in your career at this point?
I mean, the bar is set high. I set the bar high for myself. Kind of had some late inspiration. I went to the UFC fight, and I went there to watch, you know, McGregor, and just a guy who is very strong in his beliefs, and you know, sure enough, he backs it up every single time. And just sitting there watching him, you know, do his thing, it kind of was some more motivation. You know, I'd seen that I needed however many yards it was to break that record. So really, you know, that stuff's kind of secondary right now. We're just 6-3. I haven't been 6-3 since I've been here, so this is a good feeling.
Can you expand a little bit on the McGregor thing? I mean, being there, did you go there for the entertainment value, or did you go there because you felt like you needed some inspiration?
I usually go to things like that for inspiration. I like seeing guys in their atmosphere. You know, even when I was going to the U.S. Open and I was watching them play tennis, it's just something about seeing someone else in their own zone. And, you know, sure enough, after he won the fight, this is my first UFC fight ever, and everybody's, you know, tweeting at me, like, why are you mad that he won? I'm like, I came here to see him. My mind is just wired differently. So when I'm sitting there watching him and I have this blank stare on my face, there's so many thoughts that are going through my head. So I definitely got a lot of inspiration from going there and you know, watching him win, you know, double champ. And sure enough, we come out and we win today. So it's been a pretty good weekend.
Get a chance to meet him, or no?
I did. I got to meet him after the fight. It was cool. It was a fun experience. That was the first time I've been there. Dana White, you know, took care of me, so it was a lot of fun.
Liddell, is there a connection between how aggressively McAdoo coaches, like going for it on fourth down, the green line, and the fact that you guys are winning this game?
I think it's just knowing the situation at hand. He gives us another opportunity to, you know, get another play on offense. We got to do it, and it's not to do it for us, we got to do it for our defense. You know, it's just something that has to be done. We came up big on a couple of them today, so I don't mind them going for it at all.
Odell, Eli was talking about the touchdown play. He said it was similar to the big play in Baltimore. He called it a whirly bird. Same play?
Well, don't say that out loud. I don't want everybody knowing the moves.
Yeah.
But it's definitely the same play from Baltimore. And like I was telling them, we ran it just yesterday in practice. And just installed it down in the red zone and dropped it in the end zone. And, you know, I just try to reinsure that hopefully if we run it in the game, I'll make sure that I catch it. So they've done a great job at being creative and, you know, kind of creating other routes stemming off of routes we already have.
You did score, I think it was the first four games, six touchdowns since then. What do you view as being the difference?
I don't know. Something about the second half of the season that I have the same energy as I did week one, I feel like. So just getting opportunities right now, and we're able to put them in the end zone. So I know that during the second half of the season, I like to go as hard as possible. I know, you know, people's bodies usually tend to break down and things like that, and I take the time and try and take care of mine as much as I can so I can come out every Sunday and give it my all.
Two more guys. Two more.
How much did they try and get in your head? It looked like definitely on one play that Burford came in.
I know Burford, so we were just talking and just stay away from it as much as possible. It's all love out there. You know, we're competing, and that's a fiery, chippy group. And we went down there for camp, and it was just like that. And we get out to the game, and it's a lot of fun to compete when it's done the right way, so to say. So I had a lot of fun tonight. It wouldn't have been as fun if we lost, but I for sure had fun.
Score a fourth quarter touchdown and then get into the 4-minute offense and close the game out. I mean, is that as good a feeling as you guys have had as a unit all season?
Yeah. I wish we could have scored, you know, made it 28-20 or had an opportunity. We had three opportunities to put it in the end zone, and we came up short. So that's another step we got to take as an offense. You know, don't put your defense back on the field 3-4 times in a row in the fourth quarter. Anything can happen. This is the NFL. The other team's great too. So just finding ways to close it out on offense end.